the attacker's advantage, turning uncertainty into breakthrough opportunities. In today's rapidly changing business landscape, uncertainty is the new normal. As a leader, you face a critical choice. Will you be paralyzed by this uncertainty, or will you seize it as an opportunity to propel your organization forward? In my years of working with top executives around the world, I've observed that the most successful leaders are those who embrace uncertainty and use it to their advantage. This is what I call the attacker's advantage. Part 1. Understanding structural uncertainty. Let's begin by distinguishing between two types of uncertainty, operational and structural. Operational uncertainty is familiar territory for most leaders. It's the day-to-day variability in business performance. Structural uncertainty, on the other hand, is far more profound. It's the kind of change that can completely reshape industries, rendering existing business models obsolete. Consider the case of Nokia. Once the world's leading mobile phone manufacturer, Nokia failed to anticipate the structural shift towards smartphones. By the time they realized the magnitude of this change, it was too late. Their market share plummeted, and they were eventually forced to sell their mobile phone business to Microsoft. The key to navigating structural uncertainty is to develop what I call perceptual acuity, the ability to detect subtle signals of impending change before they become obvious to everyone else. This isn't about having a crystal ball. It's about honing your ability to spot patterns and connect seemingly unrelated dots. Part 2. Identifying catalysts of change. So how do you develop this perceptual acuity? It starts with identifying the catalysts of change in your industry. These catalysts can take many forms: new technologies, shifts in customer behavior, regulatory changes, or even individuals with game-changing ideas. One of the most powerful catalysts of change is often people. Take the example of Ted Turner. When he launched CNN, the idea of a 24-hour news channel seemed absurd to many, but Turner saw an opportunity that others missed. He understood that advances in satellite technology, combined with changing viewer habits, could support an entirely new model of news delivery. By acting on this insight, he revolutionized the media industry. To sharpen your ability to spot these catalysts, you need to broaden your perspective. Engage with people outside your immediate circle. Attend conferences in adjacent industries. Read widely. The goal is to expose yourself to diverse viewpoints and information sources that can help you detect emerging trends. Part 3. Building organizational preparedness. Spotting change is only half the battle. The real challenge lies in preparing your organization to respond effectively. This requires a fundamental shift in mindset, from a defensive posture focused on protecting the status quo, to an offensive stance ready to seize new opportunities. One company that exemplifies this mindset is Amazon. Under Jeff Bezos' leadership, Amazon has consistently embraced uncertainty as a source of opportunity. From its origins as an online bookstore, Amazon has expanded into cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and even grocery stores. This willingness to venture into unfamiliar territory has been key to Amazon's phenomenal growth. To foster this mindset in your organization, you need to create what I call a perceptual bridge, a shared understanding of the changing landscape and its implications for your business. This involves regular discussions with your leadership team about emerging trends and potential disruptors. It also means empowering employees at all levels to contribute ideas and insights. Part 4. Developing financial acumen. In times of structural uncertainty, traditional financial metrics can be misleading. They often reflect past performance rather than future potential. To truly understand the financial implications of structural change, leaders need to develop a different set of skills. One crucial skill is the ability to conduct money-making conversations. These are discussions that go beyond traditional financial analysis to explore how structural changes might create new revenue streams or erode existing ones. For example, when Netflix decided to invest heavily in original content, it wasn't a decision that would have made sense based on traditional ROI calculations. But Reed Hastings and his team understood that original content was key to differentiating Netflix in an increasingly crowded streaming market. To have effective money-making conversations, you need to cultivate financial acumen throughout your organization. This doesn't mean turning everyone into accountants. Rather, it's about helping people understand how their decisions impact the company's financial performance and long-term viability. Part 5, taking action in the face of uncertainty. The final, and perhaps most challenging, aspect of the attacker's advantage is the willingness to take decisive action in the face of uncertainty. This requires courage, but it also requires a structured approach to decision-making. One tool I recommend is what I call the uncertainty matrix. This involves mapping out potential scenarios based on key uncertainties in your industry. For each scenario, you identify potential actions and their likely outcomes. This doesn't eliminate uncertainty, but it does provide a framework for making decisions in complex situations. Consider the example of IBM. When Lou Gerstner took over as CEO in 1993, the company was facing existential threats from the shift to personal computing. Gerstner led IBM through a radical transformation, shifting its focus from hardware to services and software. This was a risky move, but one that ultimately saved the company. The key is to maintain flexibility. As you take action, continuously reassess your assumptions and be prepared to pivot if necessary. Remember, in times of structural uncertainty, the biggest risk is often inaction. Part 6, cultivating the attacker's mindset. Developing the attacker's advantage isn't a one-time effort. It's an ongoing process that requires continuous learning and adaptation. It starts with you as a leader, but it must permeate your entire organization. To cultivate this mindset, create opportunities for your team to practice spotting and responding to change. This could involve regular scenario planning exercises, cross-functional innovation teams, or even war games that simulate potential disruptions to your industry. Remember, the goal isn't to predict the future with perfect accuracy. It's to build an organization that's agile and resilient enough to thrive in any future. By embracing uncertainty and developing the skills I've outlined in this book, you can turn potential threats into breakthrough opportunities. In conclusion, the attacker's advantage is about more than just surviving in uncertain times. It's about seizing the initiative, shaping the future of your industry, and creating value in ways that others haven't yet imagined. It's a challenging path, but for those willing to embrace it, it offers the potential for extraordinary success. The choice is yours. Will you be the disruptor or the disrupted?